Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful Sabbath, February 12, 2022. This is our part two review of our chapter 73 entitled, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, part five. This is our lesson 349. I hope and pray all can see the presentation in the room. Our tiny thought song for our theme, it's entitled Anywhere with Jesus, and our dear brother Gray will be the one to share it with us.
Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him, dearest joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I am not alone. Other friends may fail me, he is still my own. Though his hand may lead me over dreary ways, anywhere with Jesus is a house of praise. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I can go to sleep. When the gloomy shadows round about me creep, knowing I shall wake and nevermore to roam, anywhere with Jesus will be home, sweet home. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If anyone of the little tiny thoughts or their parents' help and the older sibling would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
God, we bless you, dear ones. Thank you, God. And please protect. Amen. Thank you, God. And thank you for the Sabbath day. And please protect us while we're learning about this word. And please protect the Sabbath day. Please protect everyone in the Sabbath room. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 My turn.
Sister Emma would like to pray.
Yes, she would like to pray. Go ahead, Emma.
Jesus has the worst hour in the world, and Jesus has Joshy. Jesus has the second word.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, we would love to hear what blessings the little one became for their mommies, their daddies, their uncle, or whoever that was able to be blessed by their help. Now we give them a chance to be able to speak about their testimony.
This week, on mommies, daddies, and aunties and uncles, little helpers, I would like to highlight Haley, Emma, Talia, and Tyshawn. they learned a new hymn, hymn 306, and was able to share that in the Spanish Sabbath lessons. Mm-hmm. So they practiced that this week and was able to share that, and hopefully we'll learn it in Spanish and be able to do that in Spanish as well. That's all I'd like to share.
Would you like the children to be able to sing it, that we all may be able to enjoy and be blessed by it? You can have this little moment.
It's the opening hymn for the section, the other section that you're going to have, Titi Rosie. So we can take a verse there if that's okay.
Okay, praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. This is the section that we are going to do the review for our reading from last Sabbath, story time section, and our dear brother Gray will be the one to narrate it.
All right, boys and girls, it's review time for February 5 of 2022. Jesus presented in the temple, part 2. So as each family in Israel brought the eldest son to the temple, the eldest son is the first son born, they were to remember how the children had been saved from the plague and how all might be saved from sin and eternal death. The Israelite children in Egypt were saved by obeying God's command when their daddies put blood on the doorposts of their house. The child presented at the temple was taken in the arms of the priest and held up before the altar. Thus the child was solemnly dedicated to God. Then after it was given back to the mother, its name was written on the roll or on the book that contained the names of the firstborn sons in Israel. So all who are saved by Christ's blood will have their names written in the book of life. Won't that be wonderful? It won't be just the sons either. The daughters will be there too. Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to the priest as the law required. Every day, fathers and mothers were coming with their children. And in Joseph and Mary, the priest saw nothing different from many others. They were simple working people. In the child Jesus, he saw only a helpless infant. Little did the priest think that he was then holding in his arms the Savior of the world. The high priest of the heavenly temple. But he might have known, or if he had been obedient to God's word, the Lord would have taught him these things. At this time, there were in the temple two of God's true servants, Simeon and Anna. Both had grown old in his service, and he showed them things that could not be made known to the proud, selfish priest. To Simeon had been given the promise that he should not die until he had seen the Savior. As soon as he saw Jesus in the temple, he knew that this was the promised one. Upon the face of Jesus, there was a soft, heavenly light. And Simeon, taking the child in his arms, praised God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Anna, oops, I hit the wrong deal here. What did I do? Anna, a prophetess, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him, the baby Jesus, to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. How many in Jerusalem do you suppose she went to see or were looking for salvation? Couldn't have been many because she'd run out of time. Many are eager to serve and honor themselves, but think a little about serving and honoring God. Therefore, he cannot choose them to tell others
of his love and mercy. That was from Story of Jesus, pages 18 to 20, written by Ellen White. Okay, Jesus presented at the temple. I'm going to ask him questions when I get done here. So listen real kind of carefully. Let's see if I can enlarge this. So as each family in Israel brought the eldest son to the temple, they were to remember how the children had been saved from the plague and how all might be saved from sin and eternal death. The child presented at the temple was taken in the arms of the priest and held up before the altar. This was solemnly dedicated. Thus was solemnly dedicated to God. Then after it was given back to the mother, his name was written in the roll or book that contained the names of the firstborn of Israel. So all who are saved by Christ's blood will have their names written in the book of life. Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to the priest as the law required. Every day, fathers and mothers were coming with their children. And in Joseph and Mary, the priest saw nothing different from any others. They were simply working people. In the child Jesus, he saw only a helpless infant. Little did the priest think that he was holding in his arms the Savior of the world, the high priest of the heavenly temple. But he might have known, for if he had been obedient to God's word, the Lord would have taught him these things. At this very time, there were in the temple two of God's true servants, Simeon and Anna. Both were had grown old in the Lord's service. And he showed them things that could not be made known to the proud and selfish priests. To Simeon had been given the promise that he should not die until he had seen the Savior. As soon as he saw Jesus in the temple, he knew that this was the promised one. Upon the face of Jesus, there was a soft heavenly light. And Simeon, taking the child in his arms, praised God and said, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy children, people Israel." Luke 2:29-32. Anna, a prophetess, coming in at the same instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that look for redemption in Jerusalem. Luke 2:38. Many are eager to serve and honor themselves, but think little about serving and honoring God. Therefore, he cannot choose them to tell others of his love and mercy. Do you know God? Are you going to be one that's going to be able to share God's love and mercy with your friends and those you come in contact with? Now, let me see this one.
Brother Dave?
Yes.
The chapter that you have to read is the one from the review for the question of the children. It's called the dedication.
Okay.
The one that begins with what means then was attached to Christ's presentation.
Okay.
Is the one that is in red, is that the review?
No, okay.
Okay.
I guess this is the one your questions are going to be based on. What meaning then was attached to Christ's presentation? Let me drop the chat room here for just a moment so I can have this a little larger. What meaning then was attached to Christ's presentation? But the priest did not see through the veil. He did not read the mystery beyond. The presentation of infants was a common scene. Day after day, the priests received the redemption money as the babes were presented to the Lord. Day after day, he went through the routine of his work, giving little heed to the parents or children, unless he saw some indication of wealth or high rank in the parents. Joseph and Mary were poor, and when they came with their child, the priests saw only a man and a woman dressed as Galileans. and in the humblest garments. There was nothing in their appearance to attract attention, and they presented only the offering made by the poorest class. The priest then went through the ceremony of his office work. He took the child in his arms and held it up before the altar. After handing it back to the mother, he inscribed the name, or wrote the name Jesus, in the roll of the firstborn. Little did he think, as the babe lay in his arms, that it was the majesty of heaven, the King of glory. The priest did not think that this babe was the one of whom Moses had written, "A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you." Acts 3:22. Did you switch screens on me while I was rubbing my eye? Yep, you did.
Okay. Yeah, if you finished that slide, I'm going to the other one.
It's like I blinked and you switched during the blink and I missed it. He did not think that this babe was he whose glory Moses had asked to see. But one greater than Moses lay in the priest's arms. And when he enrolled the child's name, he was enrolling the name of one who was the foundation of the whole Jewish economy. That name was to be its death warrant. For the system of sacrifices and offerings was waxing old. The type had almost reached its antitype, the shadow, its substance. The Shekinah, or God's glory, had departed from the sanctuary. But in the child of Bethlehem was veiled the glory before which angels bow. This unconscious babe was the promised seed to whom the first altar at the gate of Eden pointed. This was Shiloh, the peace giver. It was he who declared himself to Moses as the I Am. It was he who in the pillar of cloud and of fire had been the guide of Israel. This was he whom seers, prophets, had long foretold. He was the divine, the desire, of all nations, the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The name of that helpless little babe, inscribed in the roll of Israel, declaring him to be our brother, was the hope of fallen humanity. The child for whom the redemption money had been paid was he who was to pay the ransom for the sins of the whole world. He was the true high priest over the house of God, the head of the unchangeable priesthood, the intercessor at the right hand of the majesty on high. Hebrews 10:21, 7:24, 1:3, Desire of Ages 52. All right, next slide, please, I think. There it is. And these are the questions that we want to remember the answers from what we just read. Who recognized God's Son in the temple? Do any of you children remember who recognized the babe that was presented as the Son of God?
Simeon and Anna.
What did Simeon say? I don't expect you to be able to quote it, but you remember what Simeon said?
Simeon, I can take a stab at number 2, as they probably won't remember precisely. Simeon was given by the Lord that he would be able to see Christ before he closed his eyes. And so that was fulfilled when he beheld him in the temple, the infant in the temple. And so he said that now his eyes can be closed. He can depart in peace, for he had the promise will fulfill.
Wasn't that nice that the Lord promised him, Simeon, you're going to live until you see the Messiah born. And in Jesus, he recognized the Messiah. Why did not the priest recognize Jesus? You children know why the priest didn't recognize Jesus?
He looked different.
Yeah. Haley said because he looked different, but I'm going to expand on that. They did not recognize Jesus because they weren't acquainted. They did not believe the word of God. They did not study it out in its true form. They were performing these presentations just as rites, and so they did not see in Mary and Joseph, who were just poor Galileans, the honor that was bestowed upon them. They were just doing it for mere formality, and so they did not see and recognize the glory of which was before them.
Right. Isn't that something, how we human beings, we see somebody that looks well off, and we pick up our ears and pay attention to them, but if a poor person walks by, a homeless person, we don't even recognize them. This is part of the reason why the priest couldn't recognize it. He had a heart full of selfishness, Sister White said. When was the true dedication? You see, when the priest dedicated the babe to before the altar, that wasn't a true dedication. He didn't recognize who he was dedicating. But when Simeon took the baby and raised him up, that was the true dedication. I guess I answered my own question. I got in a hurry there too. All right, children, we'll do this again next Sabbath. Back to you, Rose.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I will give you a clue. Every question has scriptures right at the bottom. And later, maybe you can sit with your mommies and daddies, and you can be able to go in. For each one of the questions, you have the actual chapter and the verses that you may be acquainted of baby Jesus, but how he came into this world and what did he came for and what it is that happened during the time when he was presented by his parents at the temple. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are in the room, for those that are listening in other devices and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone. At this moment, we are going to have the time to learn precious lessons from nature and the gems that lies beneath in God's creation. So let's have our listening ears, dear one, and our dear brother Josh will share with us part 3 of our review about the water of life, wisdom from above.
God blessings, everyone. Let's see, today is a lesson, spiritual lesson from water, nature, water vapor. When the heat causes water to evaporate, it is changed from liquid to gas. You can see water vapor as steam coming from the kettle on the stove, as clouds, or as fog. Clouds float high in the air, but fog and vapor stay near the earth. As the vapor ascends, it forms clouds. God causes it to ascend. He had caused prayers to ascend to heaven by Anna and Simeon, and then he answered their prayers by sending down the water of life to refresh. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasury. Psalm 135:7. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasury. Jeremiah 10:13. There are lessons Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rise again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against." Luke 2:34. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to me." John 12:32. "As water vapor is drawn upward, so Christ draws to himself those who are humble. We must fall upon the rock and be broken before we can be uplifted in Christ." Desire Vegas, page 57. Water vapor can rise from mud puddles and dark swamps, but through a special process called distilling, all the impurity, dirt, is left behind. So although we have fallen, God will uplift us and purify us from all iniquity by his drawing power. This special process is called sanctification. God has a special purpose for water vapor. We will study more about that in another lesson. He had a special purpose for his son to humble himself and come to this earth as a baby dedicated to save man. He has a special purpose for you. Remarkable care and food. Simeon no sooner saw the infant in the priest's arms than he was divinely impressed. Luke 2:29-32 quoted. Simeon realized that he held in his arms one who was the way, the truth, and the life. There was at this time nothing in Christ's outward appearance to give him this assurance, but Simeon had lived in the atmosphere of heaven. The bright beams of the Son of Righteousness gave him spiritual discernment. His one desire had been to see Christ. The purity of his life corresponded to the light he had received, and he was prepared for the revelation of the great truth that this helpless infant was the Lord's anointed. Even the Messiah, joy and exultation transfigured his face as he held in his arms God's most precious gift to men. His illumined mind received the light flowing from the source of all light. He saw that Christ was to be the hope of the Gentiles as well as of the Jews. The walls of tradition built up by Jewish prejudice did not exist in his mind. He realized that the Messiah was to bring redemption to all. Simeon and the priests represent two classes, those who are guided by the Spirit of God because they are willing to be instructed, and those who refuse to receive the light which would lead them to all truth are guided by the Spirit of the power of darkness, are daily being led into deeper darkness. By divine illumination, Simeon understood Christ's mission. The Holy Spirit impressed his heart, but the priests and rulers were imbued with the spirit of the enemy of God. And today, the same spirit influences human minds, controlling with power the hearts of men and making of none effect the appeals of the Spirit. This file comes to page 1116. The Savior of mankind was born of humble parentage in a sin-cursed world, wicked world. He was brought up in obscurity at Nazareth, a small town of Galilee. He began his work in poverty and without worldly rank. He sought not the admiration or the applause of the world. He dwelt among the below. To all appearance, he was merely a humble man with few friends. Thus God introduced the gospel in a way altogether different from the way in which many deem it wise to proclaim the same gospel in this age. At the very beginning of the gospel dispensation, he taught his church to rely not on worldly rank and splendor, but on the power of faith and obedience. Fifth Review and Herald, page 207. Clouds, water vapor. Notice the ocean clouds in the background of this picture. In the foreground is a Hawaiian splash zone cricket.
T.T. Rosie, if you're talking, your mic is on mute.
Thank you so much, dear sister. Let me just go back on the other slide. If any of the mommies or the daddies are walking with the children and you see any type of body of water, just remember your lessons. Just remember that if you're not recognized as Christian in the world, your Heavenly Father knows who you are, and other Christians may recognize it as well. But just remember, dear ones, always remember that whatever it is that we do is how we glorify our Savior and allow others to see the light that is in us. It is the inner man, dear ones, that the others cannot see, but the outer garment they do. So carry Jesus in your heart and just remember, anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. Our opening song is a hymn entitled, I Am Thine, O Lord, also known as Draw Me Nearer. You could find it in number 306. If any one of the dear family would like to be able to sing along, you may open your mic to do so. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer. Nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord. By the power of grace divine, may my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Oh, the purity light of a single hour that before thy throne I when I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune with friend, with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou died. To the precious bleeding side.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the older siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our family section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for this Sabbath day. Thank you, God, for this Sabbath. Please protect the word that we're about to learn. And please protect everybody that's in this Sabbath day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Haley. Our opening scripture for our review lesson is taken from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 1 to 3, margin. And we are going to hear the memory verse. Begin our review. What have we learned and ways we have grown this week, dear ones? We will take a few minutes to reread our last Sabbath's lesson of our part 5 of Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled in our study book, Desire Ages. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to start with the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Blessed Sabbath to all God's children. Desire of Ages, page 669. At all times, in all places, in all sorrows, and in all affliction, when the outlook seems dark and the future and we feel helpless and alone, the Comforter will be sent in answer to the prayer of faith. Circumstances may separate us from every earthly friend, but no circumstance, no distance can separate us from the heavenly Comforter. Wherever we are, wherever we may go, He is always at our right hand to support, sustain, uphold, and cheer.
Amen. What a blessed hope. I'm just going to read the scripture on the side. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of all of them. Little ones, there are so many things that is happening in the world, but just remember, you have a heavenly Comforter, and he will not only comfort your heart, but you will also, if you continue to read the Bible, he will speak comfort to your heart that you don't have nothing to worry about. And that was Desire Ages, page 669, paragraph 4. Continuing in the next slide, we are in the Desire Ages. This is page 670. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Have a blessing, everyone. The disciples still failed to understand Christ's words in their spiritual sense. And again, he explained his meaning. By the Spirit, he said, he will manifest himself to them. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. And on this slide it says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things. Sorry.
Continue the reading. No more will you say, I cannot comprehend. No longer will you see through a glass darkly. You shall be able to comprehend with all things what is the breadth, what is and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. Ephesians chapter 18 and 19. That was Desire of Ages, page 670, paragraph 1. And I'll go ahead and read the entire verse for Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 through 19, King James Version on the slide. And it says, rooted and grounded. It says, verse 17 says, that Jesus may dwell in your hearts by faith, that he, being rooted and grounded in love. And verse 18 says, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. And verse 19 says, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen.
Amen. So remember, little ones, as you take the little moments on the side and you take your Bible, you're not alone. If you don't understand, pray, ask the Holy Spirit to bring understanding and also plant it in your heart like a seed in soil. And you will see how much it is that the Holy Spirit would allow you not only to understand, but comfort your heart as well. We are still in Desire Ages 670. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mind to do so, dear ones.
Desire Ages. Can't see. Desire of Ages, page 670. The disciples were to bear witness to the life and work of Christ.
We have water now.
Through their word, he was to speak to all the people on the face of the earth. But in the humiliation of Christ, they were to suffer great trial and disappointment. Christian, that after this experience, their word might be accurate. Jesus promised that the Comforter should bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. Desire of Ages.
Six hundred and seventy.
Paragraph two. And the slide.
Come here.
It's taken from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, King James Version. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. No, get some.
Get wisdom.
Thank you. And with all thy thy
understanding.
Good. Jeremiah. John. John chapter 14, verse 26, King James Version says, But the Comforter,
which is
the Holy Ghost,
whom the Father will send
in my name,
he shall
teach you all things
and
bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever
I have said unto you.
Unto you.
Amen. So remember, dear ones, if the Holy Spirit needs to bring it to our remembrance, we first had to plant the seed. So the Word of God is that seed. We need to be able to plant the seed in our hearts. Read the scripture to the children. Let them be able to see where these things them are from. Open the Word of God. Let them see it for themselves. And as they see, and as the seed is planted in the heart, the Holy Spirit can bring to the remembrance. The Holy Spirit cannot bring nothing to the remembrance if no seed has been planted. So just remember, dear ones, let's have the soil of our heart open to receive the living seed, which is the Word of Christ, Christ Jesus, that the Holy Spirit may be able to move. We are still in the desired ages, page 670. If anyone of the dear remnant would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desired ages, page 670. Are yet many things that say unto you, speaking to you. Ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. On the Father's side, he on the left says, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all of the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only when he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. John 16:13. Jesus had opened before his disciples a vast tract of truth that was most difficult for them to keep his lessons distinct from the traditions and maxims of the scribes and Pharisees. They had been educated to accept the teaching of the rabbis as the voice of God. It still held power over their minds and molded their sentiments. Earthly ideas, temporal things still had a large place in their thoughts. Reflections.
Continuing. They did not understand the spiritual nature of Christ's kingdom. Though he had so often explained it to them, they did not comprehend the value of the scriptures Christ presented. Many of his lessons seem almost lost upon them. Jesus saw that they did not lay hold of the real meaning of his words. He compassionately promised that the Holy Spirit shall recall these things to their minds. And on the side, this is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. 1 John 1:5. Amen. Our Desire of Ages, page 670. Oh no. Yeah.
So do you know, parents, as Jesus sat with his disciple and he was teaching them, it's just like a parent teaching their children. So these are the lessons that are left for us. Just the same way how he has to sit down and speak the word of God in their heart. There was something that he was going to send that was going to be greater, that they can be able to now understand the type and the places where he sat with them and what he was really trying to be able to refer. But just remember, traditions, old knowledge of religious belief, all of these things become a hindering. So when we come to Christ and we open the word of God, we need to leave all those things in aside. Better yet, empty out the cup, that when you turn it right side up, we can be able to leave it empty, that the Holy Spirit may fill, and we can be able to be planted and rooted in the word of God, especially for times such as this. We are still in the Desire Ages, page 670. If anyone of the dear remnant would like to continue the paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Continuing. And he had left unsaid many things that could not be comprehended by the disciples. These also would be opened to them by the Spirit. The Spirit was to quicken their understanding, that they might have an appreciation of heavenly things. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, said Jesus, he will guide you into all truth. Desire of Ages, page 670, paragraph 3. And on the side, it says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. John 15:26.
Desire Pages, page 671. The Comforter is called the Spirit of Truth. His work is to define and maintain the truth. He first dwells in the heart as a Spirit of Truth, and thus he becomes the Comforter. There is comfort and peace in the truth, but no real peace or comfort can be found in falsehood. It is through false theories and traditions that Satan gains his power over the mind.
Continuing the Desire of Ages, page 671. By redirecting men to false standards, he misshapes. Are you reading? You're reading?
Yeah.
Okay.
He misshapes the character through the Holy Spirit.
Impresses truth upon the heart. Thus he exposes error and expels it
itchy.
From the soul.
It is
by the spirit
of truth
working through the word of God that Christ subdues his chosen people to himself. Desire of Ages, page 671, paragraph 1.
Amen. Remember, dear ones, by beholding, we become changed. Let's consider this verse for our review section, taken from 1 Peter 3:15, King James Version. It's a memory verse as well. For sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So what have we learned and ways we have grown? Dear ones, these are the 6 questions that we recall from last Sabbath. And for those that are listening on other devices and later on the recording, I will read out the 6 questions. We do send out a guide with each slide question for the children to learn their lesson in depth. If you would like to have that particular document sent to you, may you please give me a private PM with your email that you can be able to be blessed by it as well. So these are the questions reserved. Number 1, who is the main character or characters in our lesson? Number 2, what is the main idea for this section of our story? Number 3, where did the story take place? Number 4, when did the story begin? Number 5, how could you relate to the story? Number 6, what did you learn from this lesson? And if you are able to text it on the room, if you can't, you can be able to use the mic to share your answer with the rest of the Remnant family. Well, dear ones, who would take the first one?
Who is the main character or characters?
Christy and Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit.
And
then say the Holy Ghost and Jesus.
And then Jesus.
The answer to the question two, what is the main idea for this section of our story, is Jesus trying to tell his disciples about his upcoming sacrifice. Oh, and also about him being truthful, so and being always the one to comfort us in our times of need.
If I may elaborate on number 2, please. Also, that the Comforter is the Holy Ghost who will bring us into all truth.
The answer of number 3, where the story takes place, in the upper chamber.
Number 4, when did the story begin? Was this when Jesus was leaving to heaven to send the Holy Spirit to comfort and bring us into truth.
I can take a stab at number four. When did the story begin? We know that this has been going on, this section of the story has been going on in terms of Christ trying to comfort them and explain to the disciples what would happen after he had fulfilled what he had came to do. So it began from when the foot washing and the ceremony had been completed, and he was preparing them after Judas had went to finish what he had done. So that's when this section of this began.
Number five, how could you relate to the story? Personally, I can say that I relate to the story. But as I'm studying, there will be times when I am reading and studying. And I need a little bit more understanding of what I'm reading. And at this moment in my life, I'm looking for the wisdom that I would like to have, so that I can take what I know and what I understand and allow the Lord to give me the wisdom to apply it into daily life. So I can relate because I'm needing the Holy Spirit to guide me in this. So I'm just asking, I'm asking that the Lord will guide me through life with different situations that are occurring right now.
I can also add to number five in that we now in these days personally depend upon the Holy Spirit to teach us into all truth. And if one thing that is very important that we must call upon Him, as we are about to study His word, and quickly you can tell the difference if you forgot to call upon Him when you're reading. And also when I'm reading, for constantly meditating and asking Him to keep my mind on the word, and also just to show me the different things that is laying there within. So that's the way how I can relate to that.
My answer to number six is I learned that Jesus speaks the truth, and He's always there to help us, and He's the comforter, and through Him and the Holy Spirit, there's always truth to be spoken of, and there's always help, cheer, support, and encouragement, and many things good what we receive even through our prayers and through our faith.
Amen. So remember, dear ones, we have also had a list of ways to be able to go into depth when it comes to studying the Bible. And later, I'm going to just place it in the room. But they do have Bible Index. They also have ways where you can be able to search and go a little bit deeper into the scripture or the chapter that you are reading. So by God's grace, by taking the tools that you will learn, praying to the Holy Spirit, He can bring things to your remembrance as well. And the beautiful thing about it is that besides giving you the ways to study, He will bring things in your life that you can also go into depth of how to apply it in your life as well. The Holy Spirit just doesn't stay in one place, but He's in every circumstance that you're in by the dictate of our Savior for our plan of salvation. So we have also, I'm sharing a thought taken from the Review Herald. This is July 14, dated 1910, paragraph 1 and 2. And if anyone of the dear brethren would like to read it, you may be able to unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sharing a thought taken from Review and Herald, the Review and Herald. The disciples were unacquainted with the Savior's unlimited resources and power. He said to them, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name." John chapter 16, verse 24. He explained that the secret of their success would be in asking for strength and grace in His name. He would be present before the Father to make requests for them. The prayer of the humble suppliant He presents as His own desires that the soul's desire in that soul's behalf. Every sincere prayer is heard in heaven, but it may not be fluently expressed, but if the heart is in it, it will ascend to the sanctuary where Jesus ministers, and He will present it to the Father without one awkward stammering word, beautiful and fragrant with the incense of His own perfection. Review and Herald, July 14th, 1910, paragraph 1. The path of sincerity and integrity is not a path free of obstruction, but in every difficulty we are to see a call to prayer. There is no one living who has any power that he has not received from God, and the source with whence it comes is open to the weakest human being. "Whatsoever ye ask in my name," Jesus said, "that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do." Review and Herald, July 14, 1910, paragraph 2.
Amen. Isn't that a beautiful promise? But remember, we gotta increase our trust and our faith in Jesus. We have also a beautiful poem. And the title is My Heart's Prayer. This was taken from Family Bible Lesson 10, Year 1, Quarter 4, page 217. Children Bible Activity Book from the Sunlight Ministry, Homeschooling from the Bible. And if any one of the dear remnant family would like to take one of the verses, may you please unmute your mic.
Father in heaven, hear me pray, and keep me in the narrow way. Cleanse me, dear Lord, from every stain, and make me pure. Oh, make me clean.
Help me to tread the narrow way, and guide me that I may not stray. Help that the light which I possess may shine in action, word, and dress.
Help me from stupor to awake. Open my heart ere 'tis too late to realize the solemn hour in which I live and Satan's power.
Help me. Go ahead, sister.
Thank you, Tia. Help me to buy the gold that's bright, the robe which is so pure and white, the ointment to my eyes apply, that I may see and self deny.
Help me that I at last may stand among that throng who harp in hand, who fill the air with music sweet as they march up each golden street.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If you have any testimony, but because we're almost over time, we could be able to hear the testimony by God's grace in the later, after the other services. So next week, by God's grace, we will continue with part 6 of our lesson entitled, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of our dear remnant family, mommies, daddies, or our guests, would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Go ahead. Thank you. Say thank you.
Thank you.
For the lessons. That we learn today. May we continue
to
enjoy the rest of the day in no other name
but Jesus
name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, will be lesson 350, but this will be part 6 of our chapter 73 entitled Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, and that will be held February 19, 2022. Leaving this scripture and also this quote from Education, page 291, paragraph 2. Psalms 190:45, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precept. Do you have an inborn love of liberty? They desire freedom, and they need to understand that these inestimable blessings are to be enjoyed only in obedience to the law of God. This law is the preserver of true freedom and liberty. It points out and prohibits those things that degrade and enslave, and thus to the obedient they afford protection from the power of evil. God bless each and every one. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath. In Jesus' name.
Yes, thank you. That was very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Rose. May you have a remaining spiritual guide, love, and expression. God bless you.